Blog Talk Radio.
Some reason I'm happy today. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, endures to all generations. That was Psalms 100, read unto you, see. Let's get serious about this. Happy New Year to you all. This is the time of year that I am celebrating the New Year. Now, most of you all will have celebrated the New Year's like the 1st of January, but you do it because I do not do it. I try to follow Jesus' time. And because I have had a little education, not that much, but only 2.5 years, I've tried to follow our Father's dates, not what Constantine does. Constantine changes the dates of the year. Well, his followers did that. That has messed me up. It makes me sick every time that the change is made. So, let's be happy and sing to our Father. And I know that sometimes we are not happy, but make yourself happy. Think good thoughts. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host, speaking to you on this Sabbath day. Sabbath day is observed starting Friday evening and ends on Saturday evening. I ask that you sheep read Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, and Exodus verses 3 through 17, and there you will find the Ten Commandments. I bet maybe I'm happy because I'm thinking that our Father is coming soon, and I want to be in his presence. Yes, I do. I want to be in his presence and around those who believe in Jesus with their whole heart, as I do. Sheep, today's lesson, I am in 1 Samuel chapter 25:28, and that's what I will start reading this evening to you, sheep. I have moved on the computer board that shows that I am in 1 Samuel chapter 19, but I have read it to you sheep before, and we have moved on until chapter 25 of 1 Samuel, verse 28. So I am going to start there, and I will read as much as my Father would allow me to, and hopefully pronunciate these words. And if I mispronunciate these words, you pronunciate these words correctly for yourself. Now let's finish learning about the story of David and all the things he had to go through. When you are a follower of God, believe me, take it from me. I'm telling you, if it's not one thing, it's another. My pastor preached that to me back when I had not graduated from high school, but I was getting ready to. He preached that to us back in the early early 70s. If it's not one thing, it's another. At that time, I had not lived long enough to know what he was talking about. But now I have long, maybe 50 years after he had preached that sermon. Now I know if it's not one thing, it's something else. Always. Let's start reading sheet. Turn to 1 Samuel chapter 25, and I will start reading here to you at verse 28. In the meantime, I'm going to say a few other things to give you sheet time to. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and you can find me here most Saturdays, not Saturdays, but Friday evenings at 5 o'clock. And on Tuesdays, you can find me here at 11 a.m. I've asked that you seek, have your three P's ready and handy. You say to me, what are the three P's? They are your pen, paper, and pencil, so that you can jot something down that I may state that you might want to look up later, and you'll have it written down. If you like me, sometimes I may hear something that has been said, and if I have not written it down, I cannot find it again. I know most of you young folks are technologically savvy. You're good at notebooks and pads. Excuse me, sheep. I had to build. I've been praying that my father would allow me to talk the way that I had talked before on me. But I rebuke that sickness in the name of our Father. And I want you to see, to know that our New Year's was over on the 19th of this month. And let's remember that our Passover for this year is on April the 8th. Let's remember and what you do, because my church did not celebrate the Passover. Maybe I'm saying something wrong. Maybe they did. I did not see where. Maybe I did. I don't think I missed anything. Sometimes, like, they would put a pin or ribbon on you, a white ribbon, or a red rose, or if your mother or your parents had passed, do what? Get a white ribbon or a red one if the word is still alive. But I had to get a white one. My parents have been dead for a while now, and I hope that they are both in heaven. I'm glad that they brought me here, and I'm glad that I am obedient to what my Father in heaven told me to do when I was so afraid years ago. He told me to feed his sheep, and I'm doing it the best way that I know how. Let's pick up in 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 28. I pray thee, forgive the trespasses of thy handmaid, for the Lord will certainly make my Lord a sure house, because my Lord frightened of the Lord, and evil has been found in him. Are these
day. Excuse me, sheep. Yet a man, amen, is risen to pursue thee and to seek that is Father, please help me. But the soul of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of life, the Lord thy God, and the souls of thy enemies. Excuse me, I'm going to get myself a cold bottle of water. Excuse me a moment. I'm dying. I just had a sip of water. Maybe I will read better and do better. It's only when I get on the radio that I start to act out like this, and I don't know why. Do this for my Father in heaven. Let me go back to Samuel chapter 25, verse, I will start at verse 29. Yet a man is risen to pursue thee, to seek thy soul, but thy soul of the Lord shall be bound in the bundle of life with the Lord thy God, and thy soul of thine enemies, them shall he sing out slain. There's always something. Now my nose is running. There's always something. And it shall come to pass when the Lord shall have done to my Lord, according to all the good that he has spoken concerning thee, and shall have appointed thee ruler over Israel, this shall be no grief unto you, nor of offense of heart unto my Lord, neither that thou hast shed blood costlessly, or that my Lord has avenged himself, but when the Lord shall have dealt well with my Lord, then remember thy handmaid. And David said, Abigail, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, thanks and blessed be thou which keepeth me this day from coming to shed blood and from avenging myself with mine own hand. For in every deed, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, which has kept me from hurting thee, except thou hast hasted, that means it has rushed, come to meet me. Surely thou hast not seen that have not yet been left unto neighbor by the morning light, any that pissed against the wall. See, David was going to hurt Nabal for not giving him any sheep, for he had sent his men to ask him nice to him, but Nabal was rude to him. And Nabal had plenty of sheep and oxen and camels. And you will read, as I read on, you will hear that he was a man of many things. So David received of her hands which she had brought him, and said unto her, "Go up in peace to thine house. See, I have hearkened." I have listened. Hearken means listening to your voice, and have accepted thy person to Nabal, and behold, he has a great feast in his house, like the feast of a king. And Nabal's heart was merry within him, and he was very drunken. Wherefore, she told him nothing or less until the morning light. But it came to pass in the morning, when the wine was gone out of Nabal, his wife told him these things that his heart did within him, and he became as a stone. And it came to pass about 10 days after that, the Lord smote Nabal that he died. And when David heard that Nabal was dead, he said, "Blessed be the Lord that Nabal pleaded the cause of my dishonor or reproach." That means a criticism of dishonor from the hands of Nabal. Nabal was rude to David, and instead of David killing him, the Lord killed him. You know, sometimes you want to hurt some people, but you said, you tell yourself, "Go on, so he'll get his own later. God will fix him." And has kept his servant from evil, for the Lord has returned the wickedness of Nabal upon his own head. And David sent and communed. He lived with Abigail. Nabal's wife, to take her to him for a wife. Do you understand that? Let me read it again to you. Let me take about a minute to read it again. "For the Lord has returned the wickedness of Nabal up on his own head." And David sent and communed with Abigail. Abigail was Nabal's wife, if you remember, to take her wife. And when the servants of David were come to Abigail to Carmel, they spake unto her, saying, "David sent us unto thee to take thee unto him to wife." And she arose and bowed him herself on her face, on her face to the earth, and said, Behold, let thy handmaid be a servant to watch the feet of the servants of my Lord. And Abigail hasted, and let me say, rushed, and rode upon an ass, and the ass of a donkey, with five damsels of hers that went after her, and she went after the messengers of David, and she became his wife. Remember, David already had one wife. Her name was Michal. David also took Ahithophel of Jezreel, and they also, both of them, wives, his wives. Let me read that verse again to you, see, so that you can get a good understanding. David also took Ahithophel in O-R-A-M of Jezreel, and they were also both of them his wives. But Saul went with Michal, his daughter, David's wife, to Palti, the son of Lachish, was in Gilam. So let me blow my nose again. Let's start reading Samuel chapter 26. I have 16 minutes, 15 minutes now to read that chapter. Hopefully, you see what have understood it. I noticed that some of you have stopped listening to my program, somewhat sick and not speaking well and messing up. Sometimes you should understand that people get sick sometimes. Let's read. You know, read better than I at this point. I should have obeyed my father when he first told me. I was scared stiff. I was really scared, afraid. But now, speaking well, I should have did this, but I didn't, because I was really afraid. And I found out that it didn't matter what you thought of me, that I was doing the will of the Lord. I had to find it out for myself. And the Jebusites came unto Saul in Gibeah, saying, Do not David hide himself in the hills of Chalah? This spelled H-A-C-H-I-L-A-H, which is before Jisma. Jisma is spelled J-A-S-J-E-S-H-I-M-O-N. Then Saul arose and went down to the wilderness of Zip, Ziph, having 3,000 chosen men of Israel with him to seek David in the wilderness of Zip. And Saul pitched on the hills of Hachikel. This spell A-H-A-C-H-I-L-A-H, which is before Jasmine, J-A-S-H-I-M-O-N. that very way, by the way. But David abode in the wilderness and saw that Saul came after him into the wilderness and understood that Saul was come in very deep. And David arose and came to the place where Saul had pitched, and pitched meets he had put up his tent. And David beheld that place where Saul lay, and Abner the son of Ner, the host, and Saul lay in the trench, and the people pitched around about him. So his soldiers slept around about him. Then answered David and said to Ahimelech, that spelled A-H-I-M-E-L-E-C-H, the Hittite, and to Abishal, A-B-I-S-H-A-L, the son of Zerah, Zerah spelled Z-E-R, U-I-A-H, brother of Jacob, saying, who will go down with me to Saul to camp? And Abishal, that's spelled A-B-I-S-H-A-L, let me spell it again, A-B-I-S-H-A-I, said, I will go down with thee. So David and Abishal, behold, Saul lay sleeping within the trench, and his spear stuck in the ground and his holster that's a holster is like a pillow. And Abner said to Abishal, that's spelled A-B-I-S-H-A-I, to David, God has delivered thy enemy into thy hand this day. And this day, now therefore, let me smite him, I pray thee, with the spear, even to the earth at once. And I will not smite him. And David said to Abishal, let me see how much time I have left. Oh, I have 8 minutes left. Hopefully I got finished. And David said to Abishal, destroy him not, for one can stretch forth his hand against the Lord's anointed. Let me read verse 9 to you again. And David said unto Abishal, destroy him not, for who can stretch forth his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? Him, or his day shall come to die, and he shall descend into battle and perish. The Lord forbid that I should stretch forth my hand against the Lord's anointed, but I pray thee, take now the spear that is in his holster, and curse of water, and let us go. So David took the spear and the curse of water and Saul's holster, and then got them away, and no man saw it. nor knew his, neither awake. For they were all asleep, because a deep sleep from the Lord was fallen upon them. They said to the other side, let me read verse 13 again. Then David went over to the other side and stood on the top of the hill afar off, a great space between me and between them, and to Abner the son of Ner, saying, answer thou not, Abner. Then Abner answered and said, who art thou that cried to the king? And David said to Abner, art not thou a valiant man, a valiant man means the greatest man or men, and who is like thee in all Israel? Wherefore thou hast thou not kept the Lord the king? For there came one of the people to destroy the king Lord. This thing is not good for thou that had, let me read verse 16 again. This thing is not good that thou hast done, but the Lord liveth. You give it word. You are worthy to die, because you have not kept your master and Lord anointed. And now see where the king's spear and the curse of water that was at his holster. And Saul knew David's voice and said, is thou my son David? And David said, it is my voice, my lord, O king. And he said, wherefore did my lord best pursue after his servant? For what have I done? Or what evil is in my heart? Now therefore I pray thee, let my lord the king hear the words of his servant. If the Lord stirred up against me, let him accept my offering. But if thy may be the children of men, cursed be thee before the Lord, for they have driven me out body in the inheritance of the Lord, saying, go serve other gods. Oh, I am going to stop at this Samuel 26, verse 19. I'm going to pick up Tuesday at verse 19. Right now, I am going to say a closing word of prayer, and I want you to remember to have the Son in your heart, and hopefully you won't start coughing as I have started. Let's say a closing prayer. to our Father in heaven. Father, thank you for your continual patience of you keeping the evil one from us. In Jesus' name, in Yeshua's name, I say that prayer. I also ask that you remember to remember James chapter 4, where it says, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you next time. Remember, sheep, God loves you, and so do I, but God loves you more.
Father, help your children. The road
to lead.
Jesus, to love one another. That heaven might find a place in their heart.
The devil has.
And I know. Cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation.
That's right. See you on next week. Talk to you on next week.